A Punch's Pilot, starting over here on Near Rocks. Before that, you heard from the Jack Fords, Ben Out of Shape, and John Patrick and the Outside Voices with Old Habits. Switched things up on you kind of quickly there, going from Jack Fords to A Punch's Pilot. But the guys are in studio. Welcome, guys.
What's up?
How you doing, man?
Thank you for having us.
Good to have you in studio. It's been about 8 years too late. Too long. But... finally have you in. We've talked briefly off air. I was apparently at your very first show down at the Rock Bar many years ago.
Yeah, I remember.
Definitely one of our first. I don't know if it was actually our first.
Yeah.
It was definitely a long time ago. Yeah.
Yeah. Well, for our listeners, introduce yourselves.
I'm Marks.
I'm JB.
And I'm Al. Marks sings, plays bass, JB plays guitar, and I'm Al on drums.
So, and you guys have been around for a while.
Yeah, we have. It kind of started as a...
10 years now.
Yeah. As A Punch's Pilot, we've been together, but we have actually history before that, being that me and Marks...
We were in Derail,
kind of co-founded that and kind of got a little bit of a buzz going. And then JB came up from Jersey to kind of help out with that band at the time as a friend. And I actually realized he could play guitar. I was like, ooh, kind of got in my head. And then anyway, things came about, and we started A Punch's Pile, and that's how this whole thing kind of came about, which was probably like 2008, probably, I would say.
2008, A Punch's Pile. Yep.
So, sounds about right. That's when this show got started.
Right. So people that know us, they know it. We've been around. We've been doing this for a while. We took a little hiatus, personal things going on, and just took a little break, and everybody tried to, you know, and then we got back together, and it seems like things are starting to...
It's like
take a little steam again, you know.
Jumping into a fresh pair of shoes,
but it's like a new thing. It's fun because, but people are like, "Oh my god, you guys have been around." But it's like to us, we're like, you know, it's like new again for us. Even our old songs, it still seems new, you know, captivating. You know, there's people that haven't heard it. So.
I think live we play them just a little different than how I think we've all evolved.
We've gotten better, of course.
We've evolved.
I can't say we got worse.
True.
Well, you guys have been milling about for a while, but what really brought you back into doing all of this?
The music,
the love for this material, the love for this material. Plus, like, we don't have any. I've never had any kind of chemistry as I've had with these guys, and you know that's taken me the farthest in life so far. So I mean,
we all tried our own things. I mean, I'm not trying to speak for Marks or JB, but. We kind of, when we took that hiatus, you know, I had personal things, everybody had their things, and, you know, I have a family and things that mean a lot to me, and we all took a little hiatus sometimes you try something different.
Say, yeah.
I'm going to go a different brand of shoes. I'm just going to compare. And you're like, no, I'm going back to Converse or whatever it may be. And it's like, you realize, like, there's some things you just can't get, and it happens so organically and natural with us, and we have so much fun doing it. And we're like, you know what?
Let's try to have a practice with any other band I've ever jammed with. I don't have fun like I have.
And Marks and I, we kind of stayed in touch, but you know, this guy, he came from New Jersey again. You know, he moves up.
He quit his life again to come be with Dan.
Yeah,
and that's saying something to me.
That's dedication.
It is dedication.
And depression.
And he believed in what we did so much that he was willing to come back from Jersey for a second time to do this with us. So I mean,
it means a lot to us.
And this is the third time I came back, so it's just like the music is what brought me back. And,
you can't leave again.
Yeah, and not only that, the camaraderie.
No, we're back to stay. We're back to stay.
And not only that, like the camaraderie that we have and the brotherhood and, you know, and the music. That
and our fans, create. Too. Our fans is really, I mean, when you break it all down, I mean, I don't care if you talk to the people
that came back.
You can't even speak money, but if you talk about the people that are really at the top of the charts, you got to do it for your fans, and that's what really I think makes us keep doing this, because we have old fans, new fans, friends, whatever it may be, that come out and support us.
Our fans are loyal.
They're loyal.
And that's what I really like about
them. They're really loyal.
They're polite and they're loyal and they care about each other. It's not just like they care about like themselves, like how you
it's know, a party some, atmosphere, man.
It is. And you know, we have a really good time.
We have
doing
a great
it.
Time.
It's hard to leave that behind, and I don't think I ever will.
We're not forcing anything. We just do what we like doing.
And talking about a good time, you guys are playing a show this weekend.
We have two. A
couple shows this weekend.
Well, one's actually the weekend, and one's the beginning of the week because it's Sunday.
busy weekend.
Friday.
Are you one of those that considers Sunday the start of the week?
I suppose to be. I don't know. It's in the Bible, I think. yeah, Friday we're in Akron at the Empire. It's our headlining show. Come down, and I think there's plenty of room down there still. So
we're playing with
Metal Mafia. There's a couple other bands I wish I...
Fatal Method?
Fatal Method.
Yes, yeah, so that's one of them. Good. Yeah, I knew that.
Metal
Mafia is good guys, and they got a good crowd, and they put on a great show. And all the people that play with us and our fans, you know, come on down. It's a cheap show, and it's a great club. I mean, the Empire, they have a really nice venue down there. They updated it, and it's a very nice place. So
well,
they got alcohol, too.
Well, why don't we play a new track?
Right. Yeah. You don't want me to make something up now, right? You got something on?
Yeah, we've got something. no instruments, just play something right now.
Yeah, we can do it.
Not Forgotten?
Yeah.
How's that?
Yeah.
Well, it's a lighter one.
We did this one for the troops.
Yeah, for the troops. Everybody that's out there, men and women, representing our country, it means a lot to us.
Well, we've got Not Forgotten by A Punch's Pilot right now on Neorox.
My three brothers.
New music from A Punch's Pilot, Not Forgotten, here on Neo Rocks. You guys have been in studio recently recording a bunch of new tracks, right?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Correct.
So what's the plan?
Do you have
a release date?
No, actually, I'm going back to finish up the last two vocal tracks on Saturday.
Yeah, we got some vocals, maybe some light guitar, some add-on stuff. All the drums are done.
It's all done. But we
can't tell you. We don't want to give you the whole thing. But we do have an original coming, and we have a cover coming.
Yep.
The only real fans might like true fans, which I think there's like three. No, I'm joking. Might know what cover it might be. I think it's, if you don't really know who we are, you're going to be surprised by it. I think it's going to be kind of cool. But I give you a hint. It's like, you know, Seether's done some George Michael stuff. Not that it's George Michael, but it's like, you know, I mean, it's something a little off.
It's
from that decade. A little off the charts a little bit and make it, you know.
And when it happens.
We're diverse, dude.
It's going to take everybody right back to where they were when they first heard A Punch's Pilot.
Yes.
We've
been doing it for a while, but working with Ben Schigel out of Spire Studios, which I'd love to give him a shout-out, and Tony Gamala.
Tony.
They've been great to us. Spire Studios, and you know, you're talking Khmer. Some good people have come from them, including Ben Schigel.
He's been producer of the year, you know.
He really knows what they're doing. They all know what they're doing. And the studio and the
top-of-the-line facility.
And you get... Not that there's not other better studios or whatever you want to, however you want to compare it, but they just really give you a
full package.
Comfortable. And we've been going through them for years. So.
Yeah. And they make you feel comfortable there too, as well as like, you know, working.
So that should be done. I mean, after mixing and everything, I'd say probably within the next month, I would say maybe.
It'll be released probably in about
We go in there Saturday. We play Friday night, go into studio Saturday, and then we're going to be playing again Sunday at the Agora, opening up for House of Pain, which is the House of Pain,
Pain,
which is a pretty big thing for us. Yeah. Close to St. Paddy's, dude, so we got to have a reason to party around Cleveland.
So how many tracks are you planning on doing?
In the studio?
This upcoming release.
Well, this is the thing. We have a couple songs that are online now, which you guys will be playing tonight.
They played one of them already.
Yeah, we played one of them. We have a couple songs, and then we did three songs, which, you know, one was kind of like a jingle for
a friend of ours.
We're going to throw it out there. Pot Squatch, okay?
That's the guy's name.
Our record label, Rudy Records, he has in Massachusetts, has a pot growing thing.
But in any case, you can go to YouTube.
Yeah.
And you can look the video up.
It's on your YouTube page?
We don't have a YouTube.
Look up A Punch's Pilot.
Okay.
Pot Squatch.
You can check it out, and that's what it is.
But anyway, we went in there and did that song, and then we have two other songs. One's a cover, one's an original.
Okay.
Both bad. Beep. Okay. And we're going to mix them with a couple of the songs that you're playing tonight, probably come up with another EP. Mix with the other 7-song EP that we've had, which is older, which you guys know it's older.
Right, so
but there's a lot of people that haven't heard it.
Right.
Think of White Zombie. When I watched, you know, White Zombie was pushing that Thunder Kiss 60. They were doing that for a long time before Beavis and Butthead put them on. So I'm chasing their, you know.
Well, all right. So you're playing Friday night?
Friday night
at the Empire.
Akron.
That is our headline.
L.A., Lower Akron. No, I'm
sorry. Then Sunday, for those that don't want to trek down to Akron from that are up here in Cleveland, you're going to be at the Agora on Sunday.
Theater. Big time, yeah. Sunday night, Sunday fun day, baby.
Did you say it's the theater?
Yes, we're on the theater, main stage. I guess the tickets did pretty good. I guess there's a lot of people that are coming to see House of Pain, which they, you know, we have a high diversity as far as, are we just death metal? Are we just heavy? Are we just rock? No, we like all aspects of music. Yeah, when people hear us, they're going to put us in a genre.
Obviously. DJ Lethal was with, but you know,
House of Pain was a big influence. You know what I mean? We used to
DJ
drive
Lethal
around
was with Limp Bizkit, so I mean that's a pretty versatile group. Yeah. So I mean it's kind of, and I think we are too.
Mark's
so.
Crazy good rap. He's been known to rap a little bit over there.
I started doing rap. I doing these vocals.
And we give a lot of respect to House of Pain. They got some good tunes, and it's going to be a fun time. It's close to St. Patty's Day. Come down and you know hang out with them.
Awesome. Well, let's hear another track. We've got Breaking Ground.
Can I say something about it first?
Yeah.
It was a collaboration. with Adrian Baker from Hot Mess. That's okay. Who the other vocal is on there. Just to put
she
out.
Helped us out on the vocals, and she did really good. Yeah, and good job to her. We're still friends with her, but she doesn't play with us live all the time.
Well, we've got Breaking Ground right now, live on NeoRex. Punches Pilot with us in studio. They're playing Friday at the Empire, Sunday at the Agora. You guys are working on a studio disc.
Yeah.
An EP right now.
Demo. I don't even know if people use the word demo anymore. It's going to be a really good demo.
It's an EP. It's an EP. It's EP. A few songs. So, yeah.
So
extra perfect.
So rarely are EPs even being released anymore. Usually it's one track at a time.
Oh, yeah. Nowadays, you know, that's the thing. You know, nowadays you can come up with one or two songs and, you know, it's like, I don't want to say the word pop, single, but pop singles. Short yeah, for popular. People aren't buying. It's like, not saying us, the old guys, but, you know, growing up, you go buy a CD. It's like you're looking for 15 songs. But when you break it down, let's face the facts. People have the 2, 3, 4 favorite songs.
Right.
So if you can come up with a couple of good songs, sometimes less is more. So, and our money, our budgets.
So you guys have all this coming up. Where can people go to find out more information about you guys, what's going on?
apunchespilot.com. It's all lowercase, I believe, all together, no spaces. apunchespilot.com.
No apostrophes.
No apostrophes,
no
nothing. All together, lowercase.
You can buy merch.
It's on our sticker
tickets,
here. Yeah, everything's on here. Go to the three little bars.
You can watch our videos.
And you can pretty much punch in A Punch. There's some other little crappy band out of, I don't know where the heck they're out of. They stole their name, Punches Pilot. They got like 200 views like in the last 5 years. So it's not them. It's A Punches Pilot. Punches Pilot. Yeah, just make sure that. No E. There's no E.
No one can misspell my name.
You can also find us on Facebook and Reverb Nation.
Facebook and Reverb Nation.
Yep. You can contact us directly. And if you contact our Facebook, all of us see it. So, and our manager,
yes,
can get a hold of manager.
We're on YouTube. And I want to get a shout out to all the guys. You know, I ride in the biker world, in the bike club, 47MC. All my brothers out there, you know who you are, and my family, and all our supporters. They've been great to us. We have a great fan base and support system that really gets out and comes to our local shows. And I appreciate all of you guys.
And our management.
Every one of you.
Our management's also giving us 110%, and you know we couldn't be where we are without anyone.
You too, Tattoo Jay. Even though you're laying around probably naked on your couch, but that's all
right. Beanbag cherry Cheetos.
Turn the porn off.
Well, guys, thank you very much for coming in again.
Absolutely.
Saturday night or Friday night at the Empire in Akron. Sunday night at the Agora downtown Cleveland. Check out apunchespilot.com for more information. Got one last track to take us out. This is Beatdown.
Beatdown.
Rev it up. Brutal. Punk it out.